DW.
It's the first plane seen in months, and it's eagerly awaited here in the refugee camp of Kagabandoro, in the north of the Central African Republic. It has been sent by the International Red Cross, and it brings urgently needed relief and supplies. 30,000 people live in the camp on the outskirts of the city of Kagabandoro. They have not come from far away. Most come from within the Central African Republic, and some even come from the city itself. They are close enough to walk to their former homes, but that would be life-threatening. Donek Delu stands at the edge of the runway. She has been working in the Central African Republic for several years with the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF.
This site was built overnight. The population that was previously in another site in town a year ago, they were under attack. And everybody fled and sought refuge near this peacekeeping mission barracks. That's where they feel the safest. They're literally sitting on the airstrip. And it's a town, really. And half of the population of this town is small children.
There is a lot of violence in the Central African Republic, and it has got worse in recent years. In 2013, Muslim Seleka rebels from the north of the country overran the capital Bangui and toppled President Boziz. They also attacked civilians. The country's Christians then formed a nationwide militia called the Anti-Balaka. But this group was no less violent towards civilians. After the intervention of France in 2014, the country was run by a transitional government. Just over a year later, there were finally new elections. Since then, there have been frequent discussions between different warring factions and the new government under President Faustin Archange Touadéra. Several truces and agreements about political participation of different groups have been made, but the country is still not at peace. 12,500 UN soldiers are currently in the Central African Republic and are trying to stabilize the country, but they have had little success so far. They have at least managed to secure the Kagabandoro refugee camp, which is right next to a UN post. UNICEF has set up an emergency school in the middle of the refugee camp. It consists of several large tents. More than 80 children are sitting in one of the crowded school tents, squeezing on a few benches and old chairs. Daniel Dambiti is the teacher. He is 48, but looks much older. He has already spent 4 years in refugee camps. He comes from a village just 8 kilometers from Kagabandoro.
That I can stand here today is only by the grace of God. They attacked us. They took me to the forest. They burned the whole village and they burned the school. They killed my brother. So it's a blessing that I'm still alive.
Daniel Dambiti is not the only one. Most of the children in the room have had to flee violence several times.
Some have lost their fathers, some have lost their mothers, some have lost brothers and sisters. Some of them, when they've got here, they didn't even have any clothes. And they are all very traumatized.
Like 12-year-old Lucy Vlachou. She's shy and does not speak much.
I'm on my own now, and I live here with other people who also fled from my village.
Later we learned from her teacher that Lucy's father was killed in an attack on her village while her mother was abducted. Lucy has not heard from her since. Everything has also changed for 11-year-old Akile Sadahinya, who has spent years on the run.
Before, I had a very good life. I had many friends. We had great fun together. We studied together under a big tree. In the evening, we would dance and sing under the moon. Now, all of this is gone. Some of my friends are dead, and the others are scattered among different refugee camps.
The situation in the country remains difficult and hard to assess. Government influence hardly reaches beyond the capital, Bangui. Meanwhile, around 20 different armed groups are fighting each other across the country. It is only superficially a religious conflict between Muslims and Christians. Actually, it's more about who controls access to the country's resources. The Central African Republic is rich in mineral resources, petroleum, diamonds, and uranium. In addition, it has valuable pasture land, and the cattle trade is a huge business. Civilians are caught in the conflict. The consequences are dramatic, Donek Delu from UNICEF.
The humanitarian needs are increasing. More and more people are under attack, are IDPs. We have 600,000 people who are internally displaced within the country, which is what it was at the peak of the crisis in 2014. So there's still a lot to do.
Eight organizations have set up a meeting point just outside the refugee camp. Children who have been recruited as fighters come here. Tens of thousands of children were, or still are, members of armed groups. Here they are getting help to slowly prepare for a normal life again. There are also many girls in the group. Some of them were married off to soldiers and forced to work as sex slaves. One of the girls is ready to talk to us. But she does not want to tell us her name and covers her face.
I was 12 years old when I was forced into a group in Bangui. Then I came here. I'm 17 now. I've seen very horrible things, and I had to do very horrible things. It was no way to live.
The chances for people to lead peaceful lives again are low in the Central African Republic. Too many warlords and rebel leaders continue to create bloody chaos. And the government in Bangui has little power and no money. For the foreseeable future, it seems that it is literally a lost country in the heart of Africa.
DW